It's a good slogan.
All right.
Just the 3%, eh?
This is on, Reg. Sound all right?
Yeah, that's good.
Cool.
All right. And the bomb's rolling. Rolling.
Oh. Jack, I hope you're the right person to ask. No Broadbent in the squad. He's still not right to go?
Yeah, not this week, obviously. He's still coming back. He hit his hammy a couple of weeks ago, obviously. So there's no point rushing him back this time of year. So we've got the week off next week, and then that gives him a good chance to push in for round one.
The interesting one of this summer, no Logan Austin. Where's he at?
He just had a bit of a slow start at the end of the year. I think it was a Gold Coast game. He fractured his ankle. And then had surgery for that. So he's only been training for about a month now. So it's just easing him back into it and getting used to the loads. And, yeah, the training loads and playing loads. So he's back training really well, and he's played a couple of internal trials, and he's just working his way back into things.
So without Pittard, what are you going to learn this weekend about what you've got to do in that back six or seven that you're going to play?
It's a good challenge because Jasper and Brody as well are very good players and very important players for us. So it gives us an opportunity to test our depth. We've got a lot of young guys coming through. You've seen Dan Houston the last couple of weeks. He's been really good. Riley Bonner. So it gives those guys an opportunity to play three games of footy in a row and try and have a real crack at it and get some continuity. So we're looking forward to it. It's exciting. Obviously, you want those boys to play, but it gives everyone else a chance to step up.
From the outside, two losses in pre-season doesn't become convincing for those trying to work out of Ports going somewhere. Where does it feel inside?
We're okay. Like, they're practice games for a reason. You take the positive and you run with them, and then you get the things you want to improve on and learn from, and you work on them on the training track and in the next game. So, you know, JLT3 gives us the opportunity to work on those things, and it's all about building up towards round one. We've got some new structures this year that we're trying to implement, and it takes time. And, you know, internally we're fine. You know, obviously we're competitive and you want to win games, but this time of year you've just got to work on the positives and improve on what you need to do.
So by the time this game ends on Sunday, closes your pre-season, what do you think you have to nut down against Hawthorn?
We've just got to get as close to playing consistent footy with the structures that we've learned over the summer that we want to. And then we've got another 2 weeks of training as well to tidy those last bits up. But this gives us a good opportunity. We've had two chances to see what works and what doesn't, and to tidy it up and put it all together.
The knock on Port last year, and I suppose in the two quarters that you've had that have been blown out of the water in the first pre-season games, has been the ball movement coming out of defence. Yep. Is it frustrating as a defender when you look up, like in that second quarter against Richmond, you look up the ground and they've just set up.
Yeah, part of it's our fault as well. We've got to try and get the ball in our hands as defenders a little bit and take it on as well a little bit. But, you know, sometimes the opposition's putting you on a great heat and they're playing good footy, and you've got to wait it out and try and hold the fort and get the game back on your terms. So it is frustrating, but, you know, we know that we can do that to other teams as well. And in the first quarter, we played a really strong quarter of footy against Richmond as well. It's just about getting the consistency and doing it on our terms for longer periods of the game.
So it's not a matter of just going quicker all the time?
Not all the time, no. There's certain times in the game where you do have to go, but there's also games where you've got to control the footy and lock it down as well because the team's on top of you.
Jay, are you confident that this group can play in the game that Ken wants to play this year?
Yeah, definitely. It's going to take a little bit of time, as we've seen the last two practice games. But, you know, we've come in with a pretty new structure this pre-season, and it takes games to get used to it. You can practice it so much on the training track, but you need to play games of footy to really implement it. But we're all over it internally, and as players we know exactly what Kenny wants from us, and we've just got to transfer that onto the park.
Is it a game plan that suits these players? Often the argument is, do you actually build a game plan the players learn it, or do you do look at the players and say this is a game plan for them?
It does suit us. You think when we get it going the way we want it to, it's certainly an exciting, free running type of footy. We've just been a bit stuck at the moment at times going down the line, and that's where we've got to get creative as players. And because Kenny does, he wants us to play a free-flowing brand of footy.
Jarman MP dropped for this one. Is that a big call?
No, I think it's just a management type thing and rested this week. He's played a couple, and then I think it's been said as well, he can't play round one, him and AJ as well. So it just gives the other boys a chance. So Needy's in, I think, as well. So it gives him a chance to play this week and see what he's got because he hasn't played game yet.
And Chad Wingard being managed, that's all
Yeah, that's all pretty standard, yeah, as well. Same, Chaddy's had a big pre-season, played a couple of games, so same sort of thing. You don't want to go sort of putting your players in a hole this early in the year.
Without Bobby this year, you and Tom Jonas kind of become the cornerstones down back. Do you kind of see that as addition by subtraction for you guys getting to take on a bigger role and more responsibility?
Yeah, like obviously losing Bobby's big. He was our rock down there, so there is probably a bit more on our shoulders. But we've got Tommy Cleary, who stood up, and Logan Austin, we've talked about before, is some really good depth down there. And we're all doing it together, shouldering the load a bit. So it's exciting and it's hard, but you know, we'll just play the same way we always have. And then you know, we'll rely on each other to help each other out.
Can you hold up as that group and not force Jackson Trengo to be considered as a defender again?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, like I said, we've got the depth there. We're pretty young back six, and but we're very tight, and we believe that we've got a good structure and system amongst ourselves. And it's good having Jacko. You know, he's only played two games, so it's only an experiment this stage, and you've got to give him a few more games to really float into that forward role. So we'd like to keep him up there and back ourselves in to do it ourselves down back.
You've got Matty White coming in as well.
How exciting
for him, but what are you expecting
from him? Yeah, look, White, he'll just go pull a gate like he does every week. He's just play him on the wing and half forward and run around and hopefully kick some goals for us. I think he's excited to get back out there, and we're excited to have him.
Cool. Thank you very much. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, guys.
Just.